pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us, your loving kindness, your mercifulness to us. Pray, Lord, as we stand before your holy word, we ask you, Lord, that you begin to minister unto us and reveal your holy word, Father, as you design for us. In Jesus' name, amen. I think a few of our brothers and sisters are unable to come for due to, of course, the uncertainties that are prevailed today. I think some explosion has gone in the Fort railway station also. I think, brothers and sisters, God is good to us. And I think he adequately warned us in October, 3 months ago, saying these things will take place, not only in our country but globally. And so, very specifically he told us, as his bride, that we don't have to worry. But one thing he told us, that for us to be counted worthy to escape this. For us to be counted worthy to escape this, that's what he told us. Because these things will take place more and more in the days to come, not only in our country but also globally. But God told us to be counted as worthy. We will continue our study on the body of Christ. I think it is going to be very interesting understanding for all of us. Some of the things hitherto that we have not really thought about would be revealed to us by the Lord. And I remember last time we ended this study saying, if it is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the head. That means the head has to take preeminence. And for some reason, we see so-called places who call themselves Christians or the Christian organizations, the position that Lord has diminished, and is a human position that has taken place. So let's begin to understand the responsibility of the fivefold ministry. The fivefold ministry in Ephesians 4:11-13. God will use very specifically for the end time. The fivefold ministry mentioned in Ephesians, Paul said in the early church, but it's going to reflect more realistically in the end time. To perfect and bring fivefold ministry at the end time to perfect and bring complete unity all who are the bride of Christ. And this fivefold ministry, through the fivefold ministry, the Lord will eliminate all imperfection of things that are kept us divided through these years. And I must tell you very clearly, the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ is not divided, but he is going to bring them together in the right time as we see the Spirit of God moves. The fivefold ministry will come into full operation precisely and exactly the way God ordained it to. God is going to bring about some conditions in the bride church saints' lives to bring about fulfillment of his purpose. The Lord will bring certain conditions in your life, in my life, that would fulfill his plan. That's what God is preparing us, particularly this small group of people, not only here, world over. We are entering into an era of time when we are going to see God begin to deal with individuals in a manner and in a way that never expect him to deal with. I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that you can expect that God would deal with you individually in a very specific way. And he will begin to speak to you also very specific way. And also very specifically, and as I told earlier, that you would have no fear at all about the conditions, adverse conditions that are prevailing. Because you have so much of knowledge that the Lord would have given you. You see, I was just sharing today something. You see, when you go to the supermarkets, when you see those products, packages or the tins or the packets, one thing you see, the expiry date. Imagine someday God put all the human beings that are living in their lives the date of expiry. You see, imagine if people today know when they are going to be in their life. If you know that, you would not act like the way you are acting. Particularly some people who believe, who act like as they are going to live for 1,000 years. If the Lord can give right on the forehead the expiry date of each individual, the people would be so different. The way they act, way they think, way they look at people. But in the same way, the Lord is going to reveal certain things individually to you and me, so that we would understand our position, our part in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we begin to understand that, our behavior is going to be changed. The way we look at things, the way we communicate, the way we understand is going to change. Otherwise, you see, when the revelation, when God reveals things to you, you see, we don't know what is happening tomorrow. But the Lord knows. That's why very clearly God told us in this small community of church. The Lord told way back in October, it's not far away yet, some of the things. So in the same way, the Lord is going to tell us individually the position that you and I have in the Lord, and the Lord is going to deal with you in a very special way. The bride church is going to begin to learn what it is to be led by the Holy Spirit of God, and not just by led by human personality or human desires. When people begin to have a real knowledge of the truth is, what the truth is, how important it is, that it is something worth standing up for. The bride of Christ will be very grateful to God for the leadership that He places in her life. And that's why I would say that the leadership that God gives to us, even in any situation, even in times like this, the Lord would lead us. And we would be grateful to the Lord for the way He is leading us. Christ Jesus being the express image of the invisible God, first of all, pertains to the spirit being, what Jesus did on earth, displayed the Father that dwelt in Him. All attributes of the sovereign Creator were in Jesus after the incarnation at the River Jordan. Jesus Christ is the very image of His Father, speaking of the inner man, that outer of the outer expression. You see, Jesus, who is the body, which we call the Christ, body of Christ, He is expressing the very image of God. Invisible God, expression of the invisible God, visible expression of the Father. As Christ received the fullness of the Father, we will also receive the fullness of God as the body of Christ. The image of invisible God demonstrated through the Lord Jesus Christ. In the same way, the bride church becomes mystical body of Christ, becoming submissive to the Spirit of Christ. And you and I are going to realize what it means to be submissive to the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit takes control of you and me, you can expect there are many things that would happen, and that you and I would understand the very specific role that you would play in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The bride of Christ desires the things of God above the things of natural life, and will demonstrate the very nature of the Lord. Ephesians 2:15-18. Having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for to make Himself twain one new man, so making peace, that He might reconcile both unto God, one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace unto you, peace to you which were afar off, to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. So we find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which reconcile you and me to the very Spirit of the Father. Ephesians 3:16-19, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might of his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. Ye may be able to comprehend with all saints that it is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. This is exactly I was telling you just a few minutes ago. It says we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length and the depth and the height of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we would be filled with the fullness of God. When you are full of God, you see, when you have the very Spirit of fills you, the lot of uncertainties leaves you, confusion leaves you, a doubt leaves you, because you are full of God. There will be a certainty that comes to you very specifically. You know, as I told you earlier also, Jesus was very certain. He was not unnecessarily perturbed or disturbed or confused. Many times the disciples were disturbed. They were confused. They were worried. But the Lord was not at all worried. You know, you and I are very worried when things go around us. When things like that, what happens today. We are uncertain. But the Lord, when He fills us, what He brings is the certainty. What He brings is the fullness of Himself. And then we are able to comprehend the very breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Philippians 3:15-17. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even thus unto you. Now he is revealing, writing this to the church. Let us therefore be as many, we are many here, as be perfect, be thus minded. If anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even thus unto you. So what happens is you bring this perfection through the knowledge what God reveals. Nevertheless, we have already attained. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. So God here talks about the unity of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, be followers together with me, and mark them which walk as ye have us from an example. Paul is telling that he as an example, and also identify the people who walks like that, who doesn't walk like that. God is going to give the true and genuine Christians who are his seed a clear understanding of the body of Christ, and they are part in the body of Jesus Christ. The true Christians like you and I who are seeking the Lord, the Lord is going to give a very clear understanding what is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there are certain doubts we have. Because there are so many Christians here and there and all, we are thinking that they are also part of the body of Christ. And then the Lord is going to give us an understanding, my part in this body, my role, what I am supposed to do. There were several thousands that had followed Jesus through 3.5 years of his ministry. We know that. When getting close to the end of his time on earth, only refers to about 500 brethren that evidently followed him. Thousands comes to hundreds. When we look at the day of Pentecost in the upper room, there were only 120 followers who followed his instruction. Thousands falls to 500, 500 to 100. So you find that it would be, even in the days that you and I are living, that God, there is a group of people, maybe handful of people globally, who would understand the very perfect nature of his body and the position they have some responsible for. In the day of Pentecost, the 120 united their hearts in one agreement. In the day of Pentecost, only Peter opened his mouth and began to speak, while others in unison with him. The reason that Peter began to speak is he is the one who had the revelation. He was given the keys, means authority, to unlock it and set it motion. So you find that among these people, in the day of Pentecost, everyone was in agreement. And then Peter began to speak, and others agreed with him. Why Peter? Because the Bible says very clearly, Jesus says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. The people who say what Peter said is not acceptable, what we only accepting what the Lord Jesus Christ said. When it comes to baptism, they said, we don't believe the fisherman, we believe the Lord. He says, baptize in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit. Then Peter said, baptize every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they forget the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ gave him the key, means the authority to unlock and set it in motion. Ephesians 2, 4 to 7. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. There's a small letter dropped here. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, we are seated in the heavenly places in Christ, and he will show many things with regard to his grace, his kindness in Christ Jesus. God will call his seed methodically, step by step, out of the religious denominational mess, and put together body of people that can function in unison, in oneness. What you see today is a denominational mess. That's why they are divided. They are divided according to various doctrines, teachings, and the sects. We know that in the world today there are so many thousands of denominations, over 30,000 Christian sects, various groups. But what happens is a time like the early church, how the Lord brought them unity to them, in the same way the Lord is going to bring the body of Christ into oneness, one unison. And he will do methodically, step by step, when you see more and more of the religious mess. As I told you in the many times when I shared, you have to look at the history of the Word of God. What he repeated, what he did there, he will repeat it in the same way. What he, Old Testament, is the things of shadow of things. God bringing the nation of Israel together in the end time. You know that the nation of Israel was dispersed in the 2000 years of period from the time of Christ up until now. That's why it says, Hosea 6, come let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn us and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. And after 2 days he will revive us, and in the third day will rise up. And we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, we follow to know the Lord, He is going forth, he is prepared as a morning. He shall come unto us as a rain, as a latter, and the former rain to the earth. With the nation of Israel, from the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, on the day when the Titus destroyed, walked his armies, walked into Jerusalem. And the 2000 years period, the children of Israel were dispersed all over the world until recently in the year 1948 when they were brought together. That is why it says, after 2 days, will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. So 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. If you look at the nation of Israel, the ability of the Jewish people to survive 2000 years in exile and persecution and still emerge vibrant and intact is one of the greatest mysteries in human history. The ability of the Jewish people, once again, people to survive 2000 years of exile and persecution and still emerge vibrant intact is one of the great mysteries of human history. It is undoubtedly the immensity of the feat of their reliance in the Torah, the Word, and the Talmud, the other writings, made nation of Israel what it is. You know, the nation of Israel has their holy scriptures. They have 24 books. The 5 books which is called the Torah, the other the prophetic books, about 8 books, and the rest is the other writings like, you know, Psalms and things like that, which they call other writings. First 5 books they call the Torah, the second 8 they call some other name, but the whole group of 24 books they call Talmud. And these books, which the scriptures consist of, the holy scriptures, Jews always have been 100% literate. You know, unlike other nations, they are over 100% people, they are all literate. And observe the commandments of the sacred scriptures. In practice, they carried out the obligation to study the Torah and Talmud. Fulfill what is commanded. They have always carried their culture, tradition around with them wherever they go. So what happens, what brought these people together in 1948? What brought them? It is none other than the Word. It is none other than the Word. I must tell you something about. I was reading a couple of books about this. In fact, their Talmud consists of a lot of other things which Moses passed over to them by word of mouth. You see, when God gave him the Torah in the Mount Sinai, the Bible says God spoke to him face to face, as man speaks to another. And there are certain other things which God revealed apart from what is written here. And some of those things came to the children of Israel by word of mouth. Word of mouth, some of these things. And a certain period of time, now for instance, they were saying, Moses saying, to slaughter the animals. Right? They say, in the Bible says in Deuteronomy, slaughter the cattle. Slaughter them. But how they are going to be killed is not mentioned. Are they going to be hit with a club and killed them? Or cut with a knife? That is not in the Bible. It says only kill. So what happens is Moses supposed to be have told there is a specific sharp knife, a very specific sharp knife, which is designed by the Jewish people, has to be applied to a very specific place in the neck of the cow, so that there is less, this thing quickly it happens. Now that's not there in the Bible how it is with God. So that process is comes to Jewish community by the word of mouth. So what happens is you find in the Talmud all the things how it should be done, it comes there. So that's why there are certain things, the way it is been done, he said, okay, kill the animals. But there are a lot of things that's what the children of Israel. So what is in between the word? And that is the very reason that they were able to read it and they were able to understand the mysteries of that. And when they were able to understand the mystery, and they knew exactly the timing, the place, the way it's going to happen. And that's why they were brought together. So that's why in practice they carried out the obligation to study the Torah, fulfill what is commanded. They have always carried their culture, tradition around with them wherever they go. So one of the reasons the Jews knows in 1948 that they, though they were dispersed right around the world, they came because of the word and understanding the everything inside that. In the same way, the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ going to be a part of genuine true body of Christ when you and I begin to understand what is there which is going to be revealed through the word of God. The Bible says the letter killeth but the spirit giveth life. So even in the end time it is going to be in the same way. In the same way the Lord brought the nation of Israel together as a one unit, one nation, He is going to bring together the body of the Lord Jesus Christ when they are united around the word of God and when they understand the revelation of the word of God by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. What we see in the Christian world is a division of people into different groups, sects and denominations. Some are sitting on the fence. You know, I told you about the story of the bat. Some are hanging this way and some are hanging that way. This is not the body of Christ. Some of the people who go to this denomination are Christians. They are not fully involved. They are just going for entertainment. In the body of Christ, every genuine seed is faithful to the Lord in fulfilling their call. God is going to bring a people together and lead them into unity. He is going to eliminate everything that is negative and everything that is of our flesh. Once God starts putting His body of people together in the unity, He is going to put a hunger and thirst for the truth. And they will not be satisfied by anything else. You see, David says, as a heart panteth after water brooks, my soul panteth after thee. So when you and I are here because we hunger for the truth of the word of God, and we don't like anything else which is false, and we will not be happy or satisfied anything else that is served and presented to us. There is going to be an agreement that causes a chosen people to begin to move together. The bride of Christ will see eye to eye, as Isaiah 52:8 says, when mystical body come together in choosing in the closing of time. In Isaiah 52:8 says that when we come to the final status, we will see eye to eye. Corinthians chapter 12, But the manifestation of the Spirit of Christ is given to every man to profit with her. One is given the Spirit of the Word by wisdom, word of wisdom, to another the knowledge of the same Spirit, another faith by the same Spirit, another the gift of healing. By the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of the Spirit, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another interpretation of the tongues. All these works together, one and self same Spirit, dividing every man severally as he wills. So the division of the body of Christ is not by various groups or denominations. It is by the functions which will fulfill in the body by His Spirit. There are different gifts that are there in the body. Mainly purpose of that is to edification and for building of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The body of Christ that was there in the early church is going to be restored to the end time church just before the coming of the Lord. Same way the children of Israel surrounded themselves around the word of God and they were brought together. You know what happened really? The children of Israel were in different countries. Right? They were different countries. But they held on to the word. And then the Lord began to reveal everything to them what was revealed by at that time. Some were in Germany. Somewhere in some other place, Canada, somewhere in Ireland, but the same Lord spoke the same things to them. There is no difference. And the Lord who spoke to Jews in Germany also spoke the same thing to the people in Ireland or in Canada. They understood what it means. And as a result of that, it was very easy for all the Jewish people when the state of Israel began to be a part of it. So in the same way, you and I will be different places, but when we see eye to eye of the things that the Lord would reveal, there would be people in the United States, there would be people in some other place, and we would begin to see that they are part of this mystical, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. What? We are built on the foundations of the apostles and prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstones. So what happens? Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone and we are built on the foundation that built by the apostles and thereafter the prophets. In whom all building fitly framed together, the growth unto a holy temple in the Lord. In whom also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Then finally, when all come together, it is the habitation, it's God's habitation that we are become God's habitation. So what happens is, in the same way that's why he says, like the early church, it is going to be because it's going to be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. This is a very interesting thing. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23-27. For the husband is the head of wife, even as Christ is the head of church. And he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subjected unto Christ, so let the wives be subject unto their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by water. And he might present to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or such thing, that it may should be holy without blemish. So God brings, Jesus brings, Paul brings here and tells us the relationship or the body of Christ. He says, husbands is the head of the wife, so is Jesus is the head of, the Savior is the head of the body. So therefore the church is subject unto Christ. So he is being the parallel of husband and wife. And that how we as the body of Christ would receive the love of the Lord Jesus Christ upon us. And then he will cleanse us and sanctify us. And then he wants to see perfection in this body of Christ whom we represented. When God gets through washing us, he will free us of every carnal idea of our human mind. When the Lord washes thoroughly, we have a lot of carnal ideas as human beings. Even a lot of people who are so-called Christians and servants of God, there are a lot of carnal ideas. When you have these carnal ideas, even some of the spiritual people, there are a lot of spiritual carnal ideas. That's why sometimes you don't see the perfection in the body of Christ. There are a lot of here and there bits and pieces fallen off. Because there are a lot of carnal ideas. We allow our flesh to take control. He is going to replace all that with the understanding of the scriptures. No matter how small and insignificant, it is very important it wouldn't have been written. There are small things sometimes people say, you know, why do you bother of that? That's not important. You know, as long as you are born into the kingdom, as long as you go on Sundays, you know, people say that kind of thing. It's not necessary for you to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible says very clearly, no matter how small, insignificant, it is very important, because it would not be written by the Lord if it is not important. Those things are going to stand out vividly, and we are going to meet the conditions of every bit of it. The Bible says the bride of Christ is going to be without spot or wrinkle. That means everything insignificant or significance has to be met with. The true church bride will not putting up a show and go down the road doing our best to live life. It should be life of Christ every day. We will not put up a show. There are a lot of people who are putting up a show, which is not the truth. But the true children of the Lord Jesus Christ always display the very nature of Christ's life every day. The bride will do her very best to live like Christ every day, loving and ministering unto one another. Every day it will be day look like Christ in our life. When the bride will get closer together in unity, because everything that is described in the Bible is going to be restored 100%. The Bible says that God is going to restore everything, and he's going to restore everything 100%. In the true church, every gift of the Holy Spirit is going to be in operation. This is going to happen in the church. Every gift that has been given by the Lord Jesus Christ for the edification of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ would be in operation. Not only healing, but also in the word of knowledge, wisdom, everything, all the gifts would be in operation in the end time bride in a very, very special way. Each one of us are going to be what God exactly wants us to be. God has a design for us. When God chose us, before the foundation, he gave us the name. Our name is there because our names are written in heaven. And that name represents the person. And God is going to allow us to come to that stature. Each one of us are going to be what exactly God wants us to be. As we become more and more in unity, willingly, enthusiastically, and not grudgingly. We will see the disagreement, the flesh side of our makeup is going away. The true body of Christ, there is not going to be disagreement. Now today you find in the Christian churches, denomination, a lot of disagreement. But the true body of Christ, there is not going to be any disagreement. we will begin to get to the place where we enjoy seeing each other more and more. When we see the member of the body of Christ, we are pleased much more than seeing somebody who is our relation or worldly friend. We will begin to see, love to see people who are part of the body of Christ. We will not be looking for shortcomings of our brothers and sisters. We will rather help and encourage each other. We will not see the shortcomings or weaknesses of one another, but we will see each other and help each other to come to that level that would be a part of the brother body of Christ. If we say that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have the potential to demonstrate the qualities which will become very easily. The qualities of the Lord Jesus Christ, that which He wants to have in us, will come to us very easily when we are fully filled with the Holy Spirit. As a member of the body of Christ, we are going to do these things more willingly and enthusiastically. The bride of Christ will be looking forward to the day of the rapture to be with the Lord by getting out of this miserable world. There will be a group of people who are called the bride of Christ, who is the body of Christ. We will be looking forward to the day of rapture, looking forward to get out of this miserable world. But you won't see that in the denominational churches. They will be involved in their programs. Sometimes they feel if the Lord does not come so quickly, is all right. You remember this prophecy? Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the Lord, great and dreadful day of the Lord. And we know the great day was over when the Lord Jesus Christ came on the first time as a Savior. Now we are before the dreadful day of the Lord. And then the Bible says He will send the Elijah. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. You remember Jewish fathers became the children of God. And the hearts of the children to their fathers, that means hearts of the children of God will be connected or brought back to the apostolic fathers in the first church age. That has to happen because it's lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That has to happen because the present day children of God, all irrespective of who they are, where they are, they all have to turn to the hearts of the apostolic fathers. That means the apostolic teachings and the doctrines which the Lord gave to the church when the church was born. So, if there is anybody says that we don't have to go back to that status, it is not for us, it is only for the day of apostles, then that is moving away from the word of God. If somebody says it's only for the day of the apostles and not for us, all these gifts, all these miracles, all these teachings, all this obedience, no, not for us, then this scripture cannot be fulfilled. Because the Bible says the hearts of the children has to be turned to the hearts of the fathers, meaning the apostolic fathers. When the children's hearts are turned to the fathers, it is the truth and the revelation of the word of God. The apostolic fathers held on to the first stage. What did they held on to? They held on to the truth and the revelation of the word in that age. And in the same time, end time true children will return to that truth, that revelation of the word. When God through the fivefold ministry begin to show the end time bright church, the line upon line, precept upon precept, the bride will not have any hesitation to leave the traditions, the falsehood they hold on to, except the truth of God. There is not going to be any hesitation to leave these false churches, falsehood, false traditions, rituals and cultures of those churches. The bride will leave that, hold on to the truth and the revelation like the apostles held. If the Lord Jesus Christ is the head, He will only have one body, not many bodies like heathen gods are depicted. You know, heathen gods are depicted in different ways. They have 12 heads, 12 hands, many legs. They are very funny looking. But the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the one head. He will not have many heads. It is the beast system have many heads. The body of Christ is embodiment of the Spirit of Christ. Necessary demand that the gift will be cultivated and exercised. Gifts of the Holy Spirit will be cultivated and exercised in the true body of Christ. The gifts of the Holy Spirit will operate in the true body of Christ in absolute perfection. The gifts will operate in absolute perfection. I'm not trying to really lift myself, but you remember the message came to us in October, and it's definitely a prophecy God gave us. And it is before even, He said there are going to be calamities. And that time even Benazir, both of us not killed. And there were so many things that happened. And the Lord said economic calamities, and there were no near, we heard about the recession that is taking place at that time. So that when the Spirit of God operates, it's not half-baked. God would be very precise. The word to word He will say, that is His Spirit. Same way the healing. When the healing God heals people, He will not leave anything to anybody. It is the healing of the Lord. You and I cannot take credit for healing. The Lord is the one who heals. And when He heals, it's a perfect healing. We don't have to take this thing like a whole car and do that. Wind it to start. No, we don't have to do it. You just pray for some person and leave it. The Lord would, it is the healing of the Lord. It is the power of God that would be demonstrated. Not a human power. And you don't have to brag about it all the time. You have to allow the God to demonstrate that through the lives of people. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are always God's investment where He put His mind and authority to confirm the truth. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, remember this is the gift of the Holy Spirit is a God's investment in our lives to confirm the truth of the word. Even the healing, even the word of knowledge, even the prophecy, what it means to confirm the truth of the word and God. God in this closing moment, waiting for the right people and the right time to confirm His word to them. When that people will know that God is in the scene to fulfill His purpose. The people who belongs to God knows the moment. And they know how the Lord is dealing with them. These people will constitute the mystical body of Christ, where the Spirit of God manifesting among these groups of people, the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. These people will constitute the mystical body. Who? The true body of Christ globally, universally. Where the Spirit of God is manifesting in a very, very special way. And the unity of faith, they would come to the unity of faith because they will see everything in the Word as it is revealed to the apostles. And they would come to the full knowledge of the Son of God. Because if you don't come to the full knowledge of the Son of God, you will not recognize your position or the part in the body. The fivefold ministry, fulfilling the responsibility, bringing the body to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's exactly Ephesians 4:11-13 says. The fivefold ministry, which God has raised and placed upon the church of the end time, is bringing the body of Christ to the measure and the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Jesus Church. When God sets these fivefold ministries in the church around this world, They do not all come out of one nation. You see, there won't be one prophet for the whole nation. There won't be one apostle for the whole nation in the end time. I'm talking about the end time. There will be many people. Not the people who goes on the God TV. There are different breed of people. There will be people whom God's anointing, whom God would raise, they belong to this fivefold ministry. God will delegate as He lays His hand upon their lives. The hand of the Lord is very specifically, forcefully upon the lives of their lives. As led by the Spirit of God, they will prophet, will prophetic word in relation to the final preparation of the ministry of the seven thunders. This fivefold ministry would bring forth the word to the bride of Christ for the final preparation for the ministry of the seven thunders. The fivefold ministry will take the end time children back to the faith of the apostolic fathers, whose faith works were responsible for the writing of the whole New Testament. You know, you hold the Bible. We have the Old Testament and New Testament. Who did that? The New Testament was written by the apostles under the Holy Spirit guidance. And they were responsible for that. To bring that, bring this word to us, to you and me. In the same way, when you and I are brought back to the faith of the apostolic fathers, and if we have the same faith of the apostolic fathers, the works of the Lord would be reflected in your life, in my life. And we would be in this 20th century, 21st century, we would be the church which God gave life. Because God, what He gave, He will receive. He gave the new, in the day of Pentecost, a fresh anointing, which resulted in a new church, a body of Christ. And He will bring the same nature and the character in the end time. Now the question that we need to ask today, I'm sure some of you are a bit concerned about it. Is denominational Christians are part of the body of Christ? Are they part of the body of Christ? Let's begin to understand this. The true body of Christ will come together as they are restored to the original teaching of the apostolic fathers of the first stage. In this day of the closing chapters, the Lord would bring together, restore the true church to the teachings of the apostolic fathers of the first stage. The church world with denominational Christendom, numbering into multiple thousands into millions. They are in millions. The denominational Christians are in millions. Nowhere in the Bible that says God is going to bring these denominations together other than Satan's plan in bringing them under the beast system of the World Council of Churches. All these denominations, Satan has already brought them under the unity of the World Council of Churches, be headed than the beast system of the Vatican. These denominations are driven by well-organized programs which will satisfy the personal selfish agendas of the leaders. Most of their programs, they call it charismatic revival. They can get together and sing and cry, but the truth of the word of God is not with them. Most of their services are big shows, tailor-made to appease the innocent, ignorant victims who take what they speak as biblical truth. I have here with me David Wilkerson, Blast the Faith Preachers. It is very interesting. Some of the things he has written here. I'll read something here because the long email here. He says about some people, someone sent me the videotape of a convention, David Wilkerson is talking here, of a convention sponsored by a well-known prosperity preacher. I was so appalled by what is being taught. I could hardly contain myself. It was blasphemy. One preacher boasted, I spent $15,000 for a dog. The ring on my finger cost me $32,000. I live in a 8,000 square foot house, but I'm going to build a bigger one. One Solomon would be proud of. When people in my town see my big house and my Rolls Royce in the driveway, they know there's a God in heaven. That's what they say. This is absolutely, we see this. It says here, another speaker warned the crowd, do not give to the poor. Give only to the blessed. You will be blessed for yourself only if you give to the blessed. Giving to the poor, waste of your money. These greedy men are boasting about their multi-million dollar homes, jewelry, multi-million dollar jet planes, luxury cars. One boasted that he had $10 million. They all claimed to be rich men. The tragedy was, people loved it. They were being exploited by the perverted gospel. That's true. It's a perverted gospel. This is not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not the gospel Paul and Peter stood for. It is a perverted gospel of some perverted people who want to make money and live in absolute rich and exploit the people. And you say, when you see that in the God TV. So most of their program, they call it to sound like Christian, charismatic revival. They can get together and sing, but the truth of the word is not there. And I know there are hundreds of people go to a place in St. Peter's. It's called some charismatic movement. But at the end of the day, they worship the Virgin Mary and do various honoring to her. Most of their services are big shows, tailor-made to appease the innocent, ignorant victim who take what they speak as biblical truth. No wonder Peter said about these people. But there are false prophets among the people, even there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, bring upon them to the sweet destruction. So they bring damnable heresies. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken. Yes, way of truth is evil spoken. Through covetousness, greed, look at these people, shall feed false words. False words make merchandise of you. How true this is, of this today, this TV evangelist. They merchandise of you. They are merchants. This is what the Bibles talk about. So let's see, understand this. In Leviticus 10, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them a censer and put fire thereon and put incense thereon and offered a strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. There went a fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. You know, God, when he brought the children of Israel, he ordained certain constitution. And one point in time, God called Moses and told him to bring Aaron. Aaron had three sons. First name is Nadab, Abihu, the third one is the Eliezer. These three sons and the Aaron were brought together. And they went through a certain ordinances. In fact, the right ear, the tip of the right ear, rip off the main finger, tip of the toe, and many things, many ritualistic ordained cleansing was gone through by these people. And God says, Aaron and his three sons will perform the work in the holy place, in the temple. they are ordained to do that. And they were given the commandments to, on behalf of the people, to go to the Holy of Holies, offer the sacrifice and do everything on behalf of the people. The three sons of Aaron and Aaron himself. Now here it says, two of his sons, Nadab and Abihu, sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered a strange fire, which the Lord commanded them not. This is exactly the same thing the denominations are doing. They have been part of the Christian name, like the sons of Aaron. Sons of Aaron also the ones who were representing the people who are fulfilling the obligations of God. If you read the Exodus chapter 22:30, you would see how God ordained these three sons and Aaron, and in fact designed a priestly garments upon them, designed priestly garments. So they wore the priestly garments which God commanded them to wear. They went to the house of God. They took all the equipment, necessary things. But what did they was, they offered a strange fire. This is exactly the denominational churches are doing. They are offering a strange fire before the Lord. God is not happy or pleased with this strange fire. They are offering a strange fire before their temples, their churches, which God commanded them not to do. They are not commissioned by the Lord. They are not ordained by the Lord. They probably will have the name called pastor or reverend, venerable or apostle, prophet, but they are not commanded by the Lord. They are not ordained by the Lord. They are not anointed by the Lord. Of course, being a part of that background, like these two sons, they were part of the system which represented the work of God. Yes, these two sons were sons of Aaron, but they were not commissioned to do that. Eleazar was left, but these two people did that strange fire. I must tell you, brothers and sisters, what you and I see today in the denominational churches is a strange fire which is not ordained by the Lord. It is pseudo look-alike. It is like to appease people. But the Lord said, He commanded that not. And the fire will go from, it's not far away, that the Lord would bring judgment upon these people, because they are holding, like the sons of Aaron, holding those equipment, those things they held, all this, they took themselves incenses, censer, their censer, which put their, all the things to make fire, and their sacrifices, and they offered it. And what you and I see today is a strange fire going before in all these places. Be careful if you are happen to go there, that you would not be burned with that. Because remember the word that came to us, my people come out of her, have nothing to do with it. The true and mystical body of Christ, be a group of people who have come out of the beast system, come out of confusion and falsehood to the revelation of the words God, God's word. The people who were once have been submitted to all kinds of traditions, ideas, cultures, rituals in the past, but delivered from all that to walk in the light. We have been once in that. Many of us are we once a part of this denominational groups, a part of these traditions, part of these ideas. But we have come out of it. And we are walking in the light of His word. Remember, the message to the messenger of the seventh church age was awaken them to the revelation and the mystery of God to take them to perfection. God sent a messenger to our age. God sent a messenger to our age to reveal, bring us back to the word of God. Reveal the things which are truth towards our perfection. That's what it says here in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. And he had declared unto his servants the prophet. In the midst of 1950s, God raised a man who brought the truth of the word of God, the oneness of God, and many other revelations of the truth were brought to the true body of Christ. While the other people held on to all these traditions, all this denominated Christianity, but the Lord sent a messenger to our age. Bible says, when he begin to sound, the mystery of God will be finished. Zechariah 14 says, it shall come to pass in that day, the light shall not be clear, no dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known unto the Lord. Not a day nor a night, but it shall come to pass at the evening time shall be light. And you and I are living in that evening time when the light comes upon the world. The mystery will be revealed to you and I through His wonderful Holy Spirit, so that our life will be awakened and that we are brought into the complete perfection of His Holy Spirit. God already see the body of Christ in His perfect nature when entire mystical body come together. See, God, when He sees the perfect body of Christ, He doesn't see various fragmentations. He doesn't say here a piece, there a piece. He sees the perfect, the body of Christ. Sometimes we are here in a small group of people. Another group of people may be some other place in some other country. But they are led by the Holy Spirit. And they would have the Holy Spirit working the perfect gifts in order to bring the unity, in order to edify and sanctify and bring us to that fullness. And that's the mystical body that God brings together. When we become part of His true body, unbelief, disbelief and disagreements all gone. There are a lot of unbelief we had, disbelief, you know, sometimes we have, even till we have some people would be disturbed about to understand some of the truth. But the true body will not have any unbelief or disbelief or disagreements. All would be gone. He will allow the Holy Spirit to perform in us God's design precisely the way He wants to be done. The Lord will allow the Holy Spirit to perform in us God's design precisely the way He wants it done. We will submit to the Lord. We will not submit ourselves to a human being. We will submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. So the Lord would reveal the design that He wants you and I to be, and the role and the part that you and I would be in the part of the body. Ephesians chapter 5. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify it and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word. Remember, says even Christ so loved the church and gave Himself. So if you look at the body of Christ, the perfect body, what He gave is a perfect body. The body that died on the cross is a perfect body. That He might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the word, water, by the word. So what happens, brothers and sisters? It is the word, it is the revelation, it is the truth that is given to us for our cleansing, for our washing, for our perfection. Because the false things, the mixed up things, the half truths will not bring perfection to us. It is the truth of the word of God. You see, the children of Israel, it is of course the Torah, the prophets and the other writings. But what made them to really understand the timing and come together, they understand the within the word, the exact meaning of it. Exact meaning was given through the Talmud. The wisdom of the holy sacred scriptures was given to the Jews world over, where they realize the timing and coming together in a wonderful way. You know, even Hebrew language, the Lord mysterically brought him. It was not there. In the beginning of times of Jesus, it was Aramaic. The Hebrew language was lost to them. The language was lost to the Jewish community. But through a mighty miraculous way, when the Spirit of God came upon, the Lord brought the language also back to the nation of Israel. It's also by the leading of the Holy Spirit, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy without blemish. You see, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he expect, what he gave. What he gave, he expect. If he gave a perfect body, he expect a perfect body. He will not be satisfied or happy or pleased with the imperfect body. Because he gave a perfect body as a sacrifice. And in turn he expect a perfect body, because it says he might present to himself, he vowed himself, he wanted the church to be present to himself, a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy without blemish. This is exactly the Lord is leading us towards. Wherever there are people who are brought to the knowledge of the Son of God and the revelation of the truth, there will be a determined to benefit by it. When we are brought to the knowledge of the truth, when we are brought to the revelation, we will benefit by it. You see, there will be a tangible benefit that would be revealed, reflected in your body when you understand the truth and the revelation. When the Jewish community, when they were dispersed, when the Lord brought them in the 1948 from all over the world, when the truth awakens to them, they could not wait in their respective nations, their countries. They did more. Of course, there are plenty of Jews. I showed you that there were 6 million Jews still in America. That's also for a specific purpose, I said to you. When the Lord brought the truth to all the Jews that were dispersed, there were no nation. For 2000 years, there were no nation. But when the truth was, when the word was awakened to them, when they were really brought life, and they were determined to be benefited by it. How? Being a part of the United Nation of Israel. You see, if you look at the nation of Israel, all the citizens of that country, young and old, full of part of the army. Every citizen, except the infants and the young children, every adult in the children of Israel, in the nation of Israel, part of the military. Everybody, except the children, every everybody is a part of the, you know, today we are only, our army is only a certain percentage of the this nation. Any other nation is like that. But this nation is different. Everybody is part of the military. They have to serve. And in the emergency, if there's a war, everybody go to war. You see, if you look at the stories of the Six-Day War, some of the women and some of the houses, they had no weapons. They have only broomsticks. And they went with that. And God converted those broomsticks to weapons. Look like guns. The enemies, Egyptians, saw them carrying not broomsticks, but for them they were carrying broomsticks. They saw them as the weapons and they ran away. You read about the Six-Day War. That's true. So in the same way, you and I are going to benefit by being part of the body of Christ. Because He is the head. You know, don't think that we are insignificant group of people here. We have no organization to stand beside. You know, of course we don't have probably, some people ask a very clear question, brother, what happens when I die? Where am I going to bury? Your church don't have a cemetery or various place to bury us. So therefore we can't give up our membership to our places. How can I have my wedding for my son, my daughter? Which church? Your church is not organized. But I will tell you, brothers and sisters, when you are part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is going to be benefits that is going to come upon you and me. And that benefits cannot be compared for a cemetery or a marriage ceremony. It is much bigger and better. It is going to be something which is going to last and make an impact in your life, in my life, because it is the Lord's doing. It is the work of the Lord. It is He's doing that. There are the people desiring to hear. They are the people who desire to hear and obey everything He has commanded and eagerly and earnestly be a part of the universal mystery. You see, the difference between Mary and Martha. She was busy, one person was busy, other one was listening eagerly, obtaining what the Lord was speaking. And that thing earnestly, there will be a group of people like us who desire earnestly to hear what the Lord talk to us, what the Lord wants from us, and not anybody else. On the day of Pentecost, Peter and other 10 apostles being filled with the Holy Spirit were able to unite 3,000 variety of people. You remember in the day of Pentecost, it's not only Jews there. There were Greeks. There were various people that was there. But when the Holy Spirit came, when Peter stood under the unction and anointing the Holy Spirit, and there were 3,000 people the Lord brought, they were not all Jews, they were from Greeks. They were Turkish, they were all other nations. The 2000 years of harvesting time has brought almost over. We are not living in the day of harvesting people. Harvesting time started when the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, when the seed was sown and also the harvest was taken. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of people who go through this evangelism. They are doing something good, I'm sure, but it is not what the Lord fully expects. They preach to millions. Evangelize, go to the street, distribute handbills. Go, bring people, more people. But we are not living in that time. We are living in the day of gleaning and shifting and sorting. Yes, we are living in that day. We are living in that day of sorting. We are day of gleaning. That is exactly the parable says. Luke 3:216 says, John answered and said unto them, I will indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and fire. Remember the next verse, 2:17. Whose fan in his hand, he shall thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat to his garner, but the chaff he will burn with quenchable fire. These two verses talks about the 2000 years of the kingdom's work. Verse 17 speaks about in the end time, where he is going to really separate a group of people and get them to the garner. That's exactly the seventh parable of Matthew 13. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered every kind. In the 2000 years we find every kind, and particularly in this century, every kind comes, which when it is full they drew the shore to the shore, sat down and gathered the good into the vessels, but cast the bad away. Cast the bad away. So it's selection time. As the Lord washes us by His word individually, getting all the spots and wrinkles out and lead us towards the perfection. The Lord has certain dynamic ways to lead us, to use us, to show us what to do and what not to do. You know, brothers and sisters, the Lord will show you and me in a very dynamic way certain thing what you should do and what you should not do. God is going to show us some of the things of His plan that He has never let others see it yet. That's true. Expect it from the Lord. Expect it from the Lord, because the Lord is going to show you and me some of the things in this moment in time that others He has never seen and never will have the opportunity of seeing it. Never will have the opportunity. He will show us some of the things that others will cry towards this. You remember Jesus Himself said, they desire to see this day, they were not able to see it. But you and I are going to see that and part of that. We will display through our life the Lord's leadership, His divine nature as He walk in this world. This is what the Lord expects. The Lord will show you and me the things that He has decided for you. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you very clearly, you and I are going to see some things through His word and through the things that He is going to bring as we get closer to be part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are the part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is the very fire of the Lord that is going to take place. It is the fire of His Holy Spirit that will quicken in your body, in my body, and that will bring us to the stature and the measure of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the fire of the Holy Spirit of His will quicken from our head to toe and mortify the deeds of the flesh and bring us to the very stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not a strange fire that is taking place outside. Outside is a strange fire, but inside is the fire of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when it takes place, the Lord will let His face shine upon you and me. Let's pray. As we spend few moments before the Lord is going to show you and me in the days to come your very significant position in the body of the Christ, and very specific work that the Lord is expecting you to fulfill. Brothers and sisters, in the body of Christ there cannot be passengers. There has to be an activity. If something is paralyzed, then the functions will not take place. If you are a living body of Christ, there is going to be a dynamism that is going to come upon that body. It's going to be a dynamic body of Christ. And you and I are going to be part of that body. And when you recognize that role, that position, that part, as the Lord shows you the very significant role and the position that you are expected to fulfill in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the unction of the Lord will come upon you. The leading of the Holy Spirit will be upon you. And you would begin to see precept upon precept, line upon line. And you will be expected and impressed upon you. You would be feel the pressure of the Lord to fulfill His expectations in your life. There are certain things that you may have to stop doing. There are certain things that you may have to commence doing. And the Lord gives you directions and guidance. And the Lord is speaking to that, to many of us tonight. To be dynamic, active part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Recognize whether it is significant or insignificant. The role that you and I play in the united mystical body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord's power is going to come upon you. The anointing is going to come upon you. And you will be led by the Holy Spirit all the time. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We bless your holy name. We magnify you. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us tonight. Thank you for your loving kindness to us. Lord, we are a group of people here in this place gathered around thy holy word. We are earnestly, passionately desiring the truth, Father, to seek your face. And we desire, Lord, that our obligation, Father, to you is to walk before you under your divine direction. Therefore, this evening I pray for everyone that is gathered here and everyone who is not able to come here. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the revelation of this truth would come upon them. And as we step out, Father, for a week into this confused, battered world, we know, Lord, we are going to be kept in the mighty hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that you would count us worthy to escape all the trouble, the confusion, the calamity that strikes in and around us and throughout the world. We give you thanks to you because you are going to keep us as the apple of your eye. And hide us the shadow of your wings. We pray in Jesus' name. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May His presence go before you, beside you. May He keep you in the center of His divine plan and purpose. May He let His face shine upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.